I have broccoli. Ooh. I have broccoli.
Kara Jane Murray has a bit of a green thumb. Her backyard is full of raised beds. From broccoli to kale, she's growing all of the healthiest leafy greens here.
I have what I call my rogue spinach, and that's because I forgot that I had put the seeds in there, and they're now coming up next to my beets. And same thing with the carrots. I didn't remember that I had put the carrots in there. It's all good. There's room for everyone.
She has a greenhouse, too, but it doesn't just keep her tomatoes toasty. Kara's studio is here, among the romaine and snap peas.
And this is where I do my smaller scale painting. I've got my easel set up in here and my paints and my water. And
so it was a no-brainer when she began painting the mural on the outside of Market Center. She had to include the most important food group.
I incorporated some, you know, whimsical fruit floating in the water. I felt like it would be fun to kind of show that, like, you know, idea of that's how we get our food.
And with a fishing boat on one end and a mountain on the other, each scene connects seamlessly to the next. Outlined in thick black, fish jump, birds fly, and beets and bananas roll by on turquoise and cream-colored waves. Murray has thrown paint on a bunch of walls in Southeast, including a mural named Gratitude at Mount Edgecombe, All in a Day's Journey at UAS, and Through the Eyes of My Younger Years at the Haynes School. But at 95 feet long, this is her biggest canvas yet.
I just had this new drive to want to put art around me and to see more art, and not even necessarily my own, but just let's paint these walls, you know?
So she approached CMART. She met with CEO Roger Hames several times, and he agreed to the design and commission of the project. She began the mural in August of 2015 and finished this May. The mural, aptly named Everything Comes to Life, covers the entire west side of the grocery store across the street from Baranoff Elementary. And as the name suggests, the vibrant colors have really brought the block to life.
If you're hanging out in the Baranoff Elementary lobby area, now versus prior to the yellows and the reds and the oranges and all the colors being put up on that wall, it's just a brighter place. So, you know, it's moving light, I guess, is the thing. And that's really neat. The reflection in the windows outside of that school are amazing.
Murray's palette is bright, and she surrounds her images with a bold black outline. When she was just starting out, she used to use a lot more paint.
But I think my art is definitely simplified over the years, focused more on the form and color and the structure of the lines. I'm really intentional about how I, you know, apply the paint and connect everything.
Though she's evolved as an artist, Murray says it still takes a bit of courage to share her art in such public spaces.
There's always the chance that somebody is not going to like what you do, and that's okay. I think if people are affected in any way, whether it's positive or negative, that's a good thing. You know, it's colorful and it's bright and it's creating that emotional response, and that's why I paint.
Overall, the response to Murray's mural has been overwhelmingly positive and has opened up other painting opportunities for her. She's looking into two other spaces in Sitka that may need a little touch of color. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.